Sports Betting Show coming out of the Pat McAfee corporate office. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
Good day.
Good day to you, sire. How are we?
Got smacked again last night. Fighting it a bit here the last few days.
Oh, no.
What now?
Oh, no. I went and looked like half an hour ago what the Carolina Panthers odds were to win the Super Bowl, and they were plus 8,500, okay?
Yeah.
Now they're plus 10,000.
Really?
Yeah.
They've been plus 10,000 since the Baker trade, so I don't know when they were at 8,500.
I literally went and looked. I wrote it down right here.
Because I checked during Pat's show still going on when I think somebody asked in the somebody just asked and I just looked.
Turn this camera around.
Gotcha.
Zoom in. So people know I'm
not. I know people like to hate on Baker Mayfield, Tone.
Oh, wait. Different wrong that camera. There it is. See right where my finger is? Panthers 8,500. I went and looked and I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget. On FanDuel, and now they're plus 10,000.
I know people like to hate on Baker Mayfield.
Sure.
That's an absolute fucking coup by the Panthers, though.
What do you mean?
What do you got to lose?
Well, I mean, sure.
It's better than what they had.
Is he?
I mean, dude, a fifth-round pick and $5 million, that's fucking backups. Like, that does not really matter. Yeah, they are not giving up shit for this dude.
Oh, yeah. You're not giving.
I think that's the fucking deal, dude.
No. You're not giving anything up, obviously. And you're not paying them. You're paying them $5 million or whatever. So it's whatever. But I don't know if it makes them significantly better.
And honestly, I kind of think this is a great deal for the Panthers now that I'm like really thinking back on it, because they have Sam Darnold on the fifth year option. So they get to basically figure out which one of these two do they want, or if they either want any of them. And then if they don't, they have Matt Corral, and then they can move on to, like, they have what, C.J. Stroud, Young out of Alabama. There's a bunch of other quarterbacks that are really good coming out of this next draft. Like,
see, that's why I think it's a good idea. That's why I think the Seahawks are just going to go with what they got and fucking have their pick next year, right?
Yeah.
Like, what is it? This year's a throwaway for them anyways. No matter who they got or get, they're not going to make any noise in that division. So why not just fuck it?
I mean, yeah, like, that's also another good point. Like, Drew Lock could either get you the first round pick or a first overall pick, or honestly could take you to the playoffs. Like, you really have no fucking idea, especially with what was going on in Denver last year. Like, you have no clue what these quarterbacks are going to do. They both come from dysfunctional situations.
Yeah. The funny part is, I think I just saw the tweet that the quarterbacks in the league with the most interceptions since they've come into the league are Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold is at risk of being out of the NFL.
Well, no, he'd be a great backup.
I don't think so.
What do you don't think? You think the caller said you think he's better than David Blah?
I don't know if talent really. I don't really know if talent matters.
That's when it comes to being thing, a backup. Though, like backups, like journeyman guys are like Chase Daniel, guys like that. Like, is Sam Darnold a Chase Daniel?
Yeah, but nobody. Okay, you can say what you want about him as a quarterback, but no one's ever said, like, he's a bad guy.
No, not at all, but I look at him like Matt Leinart.
Yeah.
Leinart was a good backup for a while.
Not for long. Yeah. He was out of the league at what?
I don't know. Carson Palmer did. Carson Palmer played backup role the same time frame and then ended up being a starter, like, for another team later. Yeah, fuck.
Darnold will like, be, he'll be in the league as a backup.
Leinart's still young right now, I feel like.
Young enough to play quarterback, yeah, for sure. Damn, that is bad.
No, he's 40 right now.
He's 40?
Yeah.
When was he in the league till? 35, probably?
Good question.
I guess. Fuck, I mean, yeah, Darnold. I don't know.
He was in the league. No, he wasn't in the – he was in the league till he was in his early 30s.
Like, we talked about Josh
Rosen. Darnold's only
today.
25 years old.
That's insane.
Right?
Yeah.
Remember, he was
I guess. You
he was like 19 when he was
fucking
drafted.
Dude.
Yeah. But what
I like, Carson Palmer looked dead with the Raiders, and then look how good he was in Arizona. Like, we'd never know.
No. But that trade today doesn't make them better, maybe a little bit, but it's not like anyone's picking them to win the division right now.
I think it's a perfect opportunity for Baker, though.
Sure.
Right?
Do they let go? Do they trade Sam Darnold then?
No, I think they keep him. They'll let what's his name go?
PJ Walker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's his name? The punter's got number 6.
Tell you what, I kind of liked Sam at the beginning of last year when they were like, what, 4-1, 5-2, and he was running around and doing shit. And then, you know, when McCaffrey gets hurt, that team obviously always fucking crumbles.
See, that's the thing, which makes me think they might be all right, because look at how fucking Baker was when he was healthy with the run game in Cleveland.
And their defense was good. They have a young, good defense. We'll see.
The Ben McAdoo OC hilarious. Is the problem.
Hilarious.
But who is the favorite to start for this team? I actually like want to know. I don't know who I would put.
I'd say you
Sam Darnold makes more money, but I don't know.
I'd say you put Baker like minus 120.
I don't think it's I think but Baker's minus 200.
Really?
There's no way. Dude, they fucking brought in Cam Newton last year. Sam Darnold's dead. Yeah.
They did.
I would bet everything I have that Sam Darnold or that Baker Mayfield starts week one if he's healthy.
Do you think it's going to be an open competition and he wins it, or?
No. It's his job. Has to be.
So, yeah, they did just go out and get him this year. Like, he is taking a pay cut of $3 million, which is a lot of fucking money. Like, yeah, that is wild. They's for sure going to start. Yeah, they have to start him.
So Bruce told me Panthers were plus 13,000 last week. So, and I looked right after the trade happened. So maybe they dropped to 8,500 and then just kind of came back up to plus 10,000.
Yeah. I mean, that division, I don't know. I got a fucking suspicion the Saints might be very good.
I got that kind of suspicion too.
Right?
And they always play the Bucs well.
Yeah, that's the thing. And their DC, who shuts down Brady every time, is now the head coach. Like, I just feel like if Jameis is healthy and fucking just does what he needs to do, doesn't have to play out of his skin, just doesn't make mistakes. It depends on Kamara, how many games he gets, obviously. But Jarvis Landry, if Michael Thomas is healthy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm a million percent throwing a flyer on them to win that division. I mean, I don't know if it's like the Bucks. You never know what you're going to get.
I think that's a good bet. Like, look who the Bucks lost.
Yeah, I mean, and like their salary or their roster is so fucking good. They're still like basically over the damn salary cap. It's been like 2 years, and I get they have a bunch of dead money, but like still, they're still so fucking talented on defense too.
Yeah, I guess they lost Malcolm Jenkins and a few other guys though.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, and we will cover all of that. When we are back after vacation and we do our NFL breakdowns.
That's an interesting division all of a sudden too, because Atlanta with Mariota, like like I'm intrigued to see what happens with those teams now.
I wanted Mariota to go somewhere where he maybe had a chance of success. There is not a lot of, like, they have Kyle Pitts, but other than that, there's not a ton of weapons on that offense.
What, dude, they just drafted fucking Matt Drake Ryan, London, bro. Fucking running for his life last year.
Yeah, they did draft Drake London, which, who knows?
I mean, when does Calvin Ridley come back?
Not this year.
And they lost Gage.
Yep, they lost. That's what I'm saying. There's not a lot of fucking weapons on that offense. Not set up for a ton of success. We will do that when we get back, like I said, from vacation. This is our last show until Monday the 18th.
The fuck am I gonna do?
Fucking get yoked, get a tan, pal. Fucking reset the brain, relax a little, okay?
I already did the second part.
Okay, good. I mean, I'm sure you'll still be putting out baseball picks here and there.
I mean, if this fucking doesn't turn around, I might fucking have to take
okay, a so break. Last night, Dogs won 10 games. Yeah. Straight up, I believe.
Yeah.
I had a decent little night with the Strohs and
that one boost hit too, the run. So that's fucking
giant, when I saw that. The Giants game, fucking eight on the button. That was perfect. That, 'cause that covered my night. The boost, the other boost lost because, hey, when the ace is on the mound for the Buccos. Also, you know who the worst hitting team versus righties the last 2 weeks is?
Yeah.
Or even more, a little more than 2 weeks? The Yankees.
I mean, we talked about this. Like, if the Red Sox get in, I don't fear the Yankees.
I don't think you...
I think the Astros will get them if
I think the Yankees pitching staff's better than it has been the last however many. In
playoffs, though, you know what I mean? Like, I know they're going well now, but you get to the playoffs. Are you worried about facing Tyon or Montgomery?
No. But Yankees are one of those teams where they don't string a lot of hits together. They are a fucking, they either hit it over the fence or they don't.
Yeah.
So, like, those teams can go cold.
Don't sleep on the Twins, man.
I know.
Actually, like, with Correa, like, they got some Buxton. If Buxton stays healthy, they can go.
They're going right now.
Ash and Lance Lynn around, aren't they?
They're up 3-1, bottom three. Cubs and Milwaukee 0-0 in the fifth, and Detroit's up 5-2 on the Guardians. Did you take any early games?
No, I me fucking either. Took her either. La Russa is going to be out of a job by the All-Star break.
He probably should be, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talent. I mean, I know they had injuries and stuff like that. Let's dive into baseball right now. Mitt, WNBA last night, well done.
Thank you, Tony. It is pretty upsetting that Tony La Russa is just continuously boozing on the job during Lance Lynn Day of all fucking days. So thank you, Tony.
We will do baseball. We will also do the Scottish Open, which starts tomorrow. Before
you hop on Nadal when he was down today?
No, I didn't because it was during the show, so I wasn't really.
I hit my first fucking Joker. Tennis bet Nadal when he was down today.
Yeah, the last two.
I hopped on Joker yesterday too, dude.
Yeah, the last 2 days, the greats were down, and they came back. We'll do Scottish Open, we'll do MLB. Bruce sent me in his stuff for Scottish Open too. Let's jump into MLB right now. We got a first pitch in 10 minutes. Jose Berrios goes against Caprilean. Berrios has a 6.23 expected ERA. A 7.92 away ERA, a 6.28 ERA in June. Caprilean's a little better, okay? He is a 4.99 expected, 6.45 at home. Had a 5.8 in June. Toronto's top five versus righties. Oakland's bottom 10. Jays are on an 0-5 run. I'll be staying away from this one. They are $2 favorites. Are you going to jump on Oakland here?
Yeah, I'm riding the hot hand. I love Caffrey, and he's found it a little bit, not much, but more than Berrios.
You're right. You're 1,000% right.
Should have taken it last night. Should have fucking taken it. I knew it. I didn't. Now I'll probably lose this one today, but I'll ride the hot hand in Oakland.
Angels are in Miami still. Hey, he's fucking Sandy is. What do you go? 8 innings last night, 2 hits.
So it'll be him against who for the All-Star game?
From the AL?
Yeah.
Oh, will it be Shohei?
No, there's somebody else who's been fucking lights.
Let me see.
Last night about matchup should be. Fuck.
Verlander, probably.
There's somebody else.
McClanahan's plus 250.
That's the one I've seen people pushing for, McClanahan.
So it'll probably be him or Verlander.
Yeah. Good for Verlander.
Hey, good for Verlander.
Remember people thought he was dead with the Tigers years ago?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
Kate revitalized his career.
He's so good.
For that series, we got Shohei's going tonight against Trevor Rogers. Shohei had a 1.52 ERA in June, but he's got a 3.41 away. Rogers has an 8.39 at home. And had a 7 in June. Here's the thing. Miami's 6-0 in their last 6. Angels are 0-7 their last 7 on the road versus lefties. I'm not taking either team here.
I'll gladly sit this one out.
Yeah, you and me both. There's a lot that I'm sitting out tonight.
I'm hopping on Shohei Ohtani. Okay. First 5, Angels money line minus 170.
Okay. Mets are in Cincy still. Peterson goes against Ashcraft. Peterson actually been pitching pretty well. He's got a 2.17 away. He had a 3 in June. Ashcraft was pretty good too. He had a 5 though in June. Surprisingly, the Mets are bottom 10 versus righties over the last 3 weeks. They haven't been hitting as well. I'm staying away.
I like Ashcraft.
Okay.
But I'm taking Mets first 5 money line. Just better team at not too bad of a price here.
Yeah, Reds are 2-11 their last 13 home games. So yeah, here's a really good pitching matchup in Atlanta. Mikolas goes against Fried. Mikolas 2-6-3 on the road, 2.38 in June. Fried 2.92 at home, 2.16 in June. Both are top 15 hitting teams. Cards though are 1-5 in their last 6. Atlanta 25-7 in their last 32.
What a run.
I know. Anything?
Braves money line.
I think that's, I mean, Fried's been a wagon lately.
I like Mikolas. I like the Cards, but I fucking took them. I like, till proven otherwise, you got to ride the Braves this way.
Hey, Mitt, do you know how to call him back? Huh?
Yeah, sorry.
You're a little choppy, pal. We'll give you a call back. Happened? Huh? I don't know. Fucking someone hit the motherboard. So we'll call you back. Oh, hold on. Mitt, don't call him back yet. Huh? What'd you say, Mitt?
Don't call him back?
No, he's off the Wi-Fi. He's going to get back on the Wi-Fi. He's going to be fine.
Okay.
The fuck is this?
You're back. You're good.
Sometimes, still not on.
Sometimes you fall off the Wi-Fi a little bit.
Still not on.
Stay off.
Did the motherboard go down?
What is going on here, dude?
Oh, no.
Fuck's going on, Gump?
Says I'm on the Wi-Fi, then it says fucking 5G.
What's Canada doing?
I hate this phone.
Here, we'll call you back. We'll call you right back.
Oh, here we go.
Never mind. Back. See? Told you you would fix it. Thanks. Hey, Bill, thanks for fixing it.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you, Bill.
There we go. Are we back?
Yeah, you're good. What happened there, pal?
I don't know. Fucking Shaw, dude. Shaw cable.
Trying to wipe you out. All right, so you're going to. You know,
it's fucking Rogers. Fucking Rogers Network fucking owns the Blue Jays. They're fucking trying to chop me down.
Yeah, I know. All right, so you're going to Atlanta there?
Yeah, Braves money line. Come on.
Yankees are $2 favorites in Pittsburgh again. Severino goes against Keller. If there's been anything wrong with Severino, he's got a 4-3 on the road. Yeah. Keller's got a 4-4 at home. Like I said, Yankees haven't been hitting well. I'm not touching this one, though.
I'm out.
Yeah, give me Mitch Keller and the boys. Got him full game, money line, plus 176.
That a baby, Mitt. Tell you what, there was a sellout yesterday at fucking PNC, and I knew it would be because every time the Yankees are in town and it's 4th of July week, I knew there would be. So,
Stig in the building, dude.
Fucking, there's a lot of juice. Oh, yeah, Stig is in the building. Let's go.
Guy wearing his hat from fucking 9-10.
Texas is at Baltimore. Otto versus Watkins. Glenn Otto has a 6.59 expected ERA. He's given up 6-4 in his last 2 starts. Watkins isn't great either, but his last 2 starts were good. I'm going to take Orioles first 5 plus a half.
I'm with you, my friend. I don't understand why they're a dog here.
Yeah, me either. Texas is 1-5 in their last 6. Orioles are 5-1 in their last 6 versus righties. I think they have a slightly better pitcher. It's not like they're reliable, though, but Orioles first 5 plus a half.
Yes, please.
Nats are in Philly. $2 favorites at least for Philly. Nola goes against Gray. I thought about laying it here with Philly, but I didn't.
Fuck off.
Yeah, I didn't.
I don't know. I can't get fucking Nola right any which way.
All right, pal. Here's the one you've been waiting for.
This the kid?
Yeah.
I'm fucking jazzed, dude.
Rays at Boston. Kluber versus, how do we say it? Bello?
Bello.
Bello. I didn't know if it was a Spanish double L.
I honestly don't know either.
He has been obviously really good in the minors. I think he had like a 1-something ERA this year. And he's had a decent amount. Both teams are hot. Both teams have been good against righties the last few weeks. I stayed away because I don't know what I'm going to get yet, but I assume you'll be on the Sox here.
Yeah, feed me the kid. Red Sox first five money line. I'm fucking stoked, dude, because this, with the way the Red Sox are right now, like, yeah, he might not stay in the rotation, but, man, if this kid's got it and he can go to the pen and be, like, that 2-3 inning guy, like, this is how they found fucking, what's his name?
Well, or who,
everybody hates now.
Or he could just be in the rotation because he's good.
Yeah.
Send I mean, who was starting for a while?
Don't you say it.
What's his name?
Big Dick Rich?
No. The guy who should have been in the pen but was starting for a while for the Sox.
The Whitlock got hurt, now back to the pen.
Yeah.
But sad thing about this, to bring the kid up, they had to DFA Hansel Robles.
Oh no.
A real fan favorite for the Sox. Was they got him from the Twins last year for the playoff run for nothing.
Uh-huh.
And he was lights out all of a sudden. He did go back to what was before this year, unfortunately.
It has worn off.
He was a fucking psycho. He was the guy who fucking was threw the ball at the guy's head. He was a maniac.
Good luck on that one tonight.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how he does.
KC's still in Houston. Houston's minus 290 on the money line. Got Keller versus Javier. Keller actually not too bad. He's got a 4 ERA in the fours. He's had almost 6 RA in June, though. Javier's got a 1.83 at home. Royals are 3-7 in the last 10. Houston's 9-1. I'm going to lay the 1.5 full game again.
Good on you.
Minus 130 around there.
There you go.
Yeah. Anytime I'm getting KC, I love fading KC.
They're bad ball club.
They are not good. Giants are in Arizona still. Giants are 0-6 in their last 6. D-backs are 4-1 in their last 5 home games. Both really can't hit right now. Cobb and Kelly. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not touching this one.
I got to take the Giants at a short price here.
So I saw Cobb has like a 5 ERA, but his expected ERA is 2.51.
Like if this is 2 weeks ago, Giants are minus a half, right?
Yeah.
You know, they're minus 128, I believe, first 5. I got to fucking take the bait. Have to. Snap out of it, boys.
Well, and Cobb, since he's came back, let me see here. I was looking at it earlier. So he pitched until the end of May, and then he took a few weeks off, and then he's came back. He's had 3 starts. He's given up 2-0-0. So he's been good since he's been back. So I don't hate being on that side.
Yep.
Last game of the night, Colorado is at the Dodgers. Dodgers are $3 favorites. No thanks.
See you later.
Yeah, we're out. So I'm just on the Astros full game run line and Orioles first 5.5.
Fucking 2-piece.
That's all I came up with today.
I got A's plus a half, Mets money line, Orioles plus a half, Red Sox money line, Braves money line, Giants money line.
The boost is Phillies, Astros, and Dodgers all to win, which I think they have the. I'm on the Astros. Dodgers are $3 favorites.
What's the price?
200 plus 200. I'll jump on it.
Yeah, you got to take that.
Yeah, I mean.
That's a fucking Bruce special.
It's a fucking.
Is that a Bruce boost?
It might be a Bruce boost. speaking of Brucey, he sent in his picks for the Scottish Open. Where's he at? He likes Cantlay, Spieth, and Burns. Top 5. Fucking Burnsy to win. And he likes Zalatoris a little bit as well.
Baby Bruce.
I am riding with Xander, who's plus 1,800. Zalatoris is plus 2,400. Little longer shots, Corey Connors, 4,800. And Mito Pereira, 6,500. Also for 3-ball. Let's see here. For 3-ball, I have 3 that I like a lot and then a few others. Joaquin Niemann. Is plus 110 in his 3-ball. KH Lee is plus 145. and Brian Harman is plus 125, and then a couple others that I'll sprinkle a little bit on. Kokrak is plus 160 against Padre and Ricky Fowler. Xander Schauffele is even money to win his. And Corey Connors is plus 135 to win his.
There we go.
Which I'll take all six of those, and I'll round robin it. You know how it goes.
That's three ball, baby.
That's fucking three ball.
Where are you going, Tom? Are you going fucking take it?
South Carolina.
Woo!
South Carolina. Mitt, where are you going, Montana?
Yeah, I'm going up to Montana. My whole family's out there. My dad's off until basically the weekend that we're back.
Yeah, that's the NFL, baby. What are you doing, pal?
Your dad must be stoked.
Yeah, my dad loves that. Like, they get a whole month, and he just basically goes up to his cabin in Montana, which my dad's from Montana. So, like, he just goes up there, doesn't see any of his family, which his family's huge. It's kind of hilarious.
I like that Raiders team.
I think they're good. They're going to be... They might be pretty good. Like, well, they have a lot of talent.
They got good specialists, which is good for your father.
Yeah, and they also have good, players under them, too. Like, actual guys that can go and get the ball and shit like that. Like, so we'll see. Hopefully.
What were you saying, Paul?
They made the playoffs last year. They added Chandler Jones and Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
They almost beat the Bengals.
Yes, they did.
Dude, I mean.
Why haven't they signed Sue?
You're right. I mean, because I was looking at their line today. It's not like they don't have any huge names up front there. Besides,
Sue there, Crosby and Chandler. This should have been done a month ago.
That would be fucking nasty.
Well, somebody brought up on TV or something about the Raiders too, and I think he said he would or something like that.
He tweeted. That would be nice.
How's their O line? All right.
They got Jacobs, and they drafted another good young running back too.
Yeah, but I think they've missed on a couple of linemen.
Mm-hmm.
We'll like high.
I'm gonna dive into these rosters over the next couple weeks here.
Exciting times! I fucking first time I've ever really heard Jalen Waddle talk.
What do you mean?
He was on. Tyreek Hill's podcast comes out Friday, but there's been like a few clips.
How was it?
Good. He's just talking about Tua and how he's fucking always been the same.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. Who knows, man? It's fucking. I don't know. It's a crazy year for the Dolphins because it's like you finally have hope.
Yeah, you should.
I guess we haven't been terrible though. You know what I mean? Like,
no, you haven't been.
The last 2 years, we almost made the playoffs. So, we'll see. I mean, see what McDaniel can do, lad.
Hey, good luck.
Tough division.
Mitt, are you doing any WNBA tonight? Or?
Yeah, we got the New York Liberty plus 11.5 right now on FanDuel. I'm also sprinkling them money line. Now, the New York Liberty have been not the best team in the WNBA, but they started out super slow because they had a shit ton of injuries. They had a bunch of players come back. They've actually won 7 out of the last 9, and they've only won 8 games total. All
right.
So they're on a fucking hot streak. They're getting 11.5 points. Let's go. I'm sprinkling them money line plus 425, I think is what it was at. Okay. And then 11.5 full game. Plus 11.5 full game.
Fucking go, man. I love
you that. You got the CFL schedule there, Tom?
CFL schedule?
The lines for this weekend.
Yeah, let me pull it up for you here real quick. You got it? Why, you got something on it?
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay. Yeah. What do you want to know?
Red Blacks.
The against the Rough Riders?
Yeah.
Or plus 6.5.
That was plus 10.5.
Interesting. It opened that. Interesting.
Red Blacks money line.
What do you know? Okay. I'm not.
What's the line at?
Plus 6.5.
Oh, dude, no, you're betting like
$200.
Yeah. You're betting against Chad Kelly.
Chad Kelly's on the Saskatoon Rough Riders?
I'm pretty 99% sure. Yeah, he's on one of those blue teams. And he's not on the Blue Bombers, so I think it's the Rough Riders.
Fucking Red Blacks. There's a showdown as BC Lions Blue Bombers this weekend.
Ooh, yeah.
What's the line on that?
BC's 3-point favorites at home. Fucking might as well be a pick 'em.
That's fucking, that could be a Grey Cup fucking preview. I don't even know if that's possible. They might be in the same conference.
All right. We can't thank everybody enough for listening and watching, especially during these slower times during the summer. But, you know, you make the same amount of money off baseball you do during football. It's just, you know, it's more exciting to talk about when football season comes along. And that's what we will do when we get back from vacation. We'll break down all the divisions, all teams, over-unders, total, stuff like that for NFL. And college football, we'll take a dive into, too, as well. Break down some of that. Have some guests on for both of those. Maybe Gumpy will be back. I don't fucking know.
Never know.
You fucking never know. Honestly, thank you guys so much. You know, spread the word over this while we're off. You know, tell them to subscribe to Hammer Down on YouTube, and then we'll be back. You know, it'll be one big happy family. We'll tweet out anything we can if we do make any bets or anything like that. But, you know, there's a lot of sharps, especially in the chat. So I think you guys will be okay. We'll be back in 10 days.
Ooh.
I mean, 3 or 4 of those days, it's just the All-Star game and no betting at all. So not missing too much, to be honest. We will be back. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Ow.